Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Then this is the subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter code Doug to save $3 off any new subscription. Not that long ago, and depending on where you live, not so far away, Loot Crate blasted off into a voyage across the galaxy, searching the far reaches of space to find universally awesome gear. Using December's Star Wars The Force Awakens loot as the launch pad, we landed on some equally cosmic items from Halo 5 and more. With an exclusive Funko Pop and an exclusive shirt in this month's crate, this is the loot you're looking for. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you for the first time from Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, North Carolina! It's Saturday, December 5th, 2015 at 4:20-ish. And, sir, may I apologize to you? Oh, what was... Why did it sound like somebody dropped a microphone? It was a ghost mic drop, you guys. A dead comedian just did a mic drop on my ass. This club's been here for a while. There's been a lot of dead comics that perform here. I was trying to apologize to the gentleman who has the worst seat in the house. Because my dumb table's gonna block your view of all of my guests, but I'll try to keep it tight for you. which is not something I like to say to a man or a woman. Now that I think about it, I don't have to keep shit tight at all. My business can be loose. Did I say it's 4:20-ish? We always start 10 minutes late because I have to be out on the back stairs in an important meeting at 4:20. Let me see your name tags, Raleigh. I know you guys came prepared. Oh, my God. I love the Christina poster where you actually put the headlights on Christine and change it to Christina. That's pretty sweet. Somebody's shining a light on a Goonies poster. Is that a Goonies poster? And what'd you change it to? The Maddies? Because your name is Matt? That's a much better name than Goon. I must admit. Jurassic Parker? Your name's Parker? Your first name? Is your last name Lewis? Oh, because I was going to say, if it was, you can't lose. Geradio? What is that?
Radio.
It was radio. And you changed it to Jared EO. And you put your face on radio's face? And then me and Jeff Tate are just hanging out at the top? Okay. A night at the Rossbury, you put my head on there in a way that when you shake your poster, my head shakes like I'm dancing. Too bad that song isn't available. That annoying song from that. Do you have it on your phone? Oh my God, he does. Baby, don't hurt me. What's the name of that song instead of that dumb song? What is Love? And who's the artist? Hadaway? All right, black guy, settle down. You're the one, and you've confirmed that it's Hadaway. But what color was Hadaway? Is that a black person? Okay. Fair enough, then. We'll turn to you for all of our black questions. Great job, everybody. I'm sorry you're still holding him up. Somebody brought a Shamu that says Free Willy on it. That's fun. It's inflatable, so if that gets up here, I'm definitely going to pop it. I'm going to crush it and pop it. Time for Doug's Plugs. Getting Doug with High goes live this Monday, December 7th at 7:15 Pacific. That's 10:15 p.m. for you guys. If you go to youtube.com/Doug Benson, got three great guests on that one, schedules permitting, of course. Let's look in the prize bag. I brought some stuff for you guys. Hello, my name is Doug Loves Movies sticker. So that's fun if you go to a high school reunion or a work convention. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, which is also fun to wear to things. That's what I recommend you do with it. Oh, here's this one of these slappy things. It says the end of the street on it. A slappy wristband thing. Recent guest on Doug Loves Movies 12 Guests of Christmas, Greg Wyshynski, gave me a copy of his book, Take Your Eye Off the Puck, How to Watch Hockey by Knowing Where to Look. And I'm checking now to see if he like signed it to me, because that would be terrible if it was personalized and I gave it away. It'd just be rude. Oh yeah, he did. He wrote, DB, keep this in case you ever need to communicate with the Canadian and or need 250 rolling papers. All right, so that's a book signed to me that I'm giving to somebody today. I can get another one from him. And what else do we got here? We got a couple of buttons. A dude here gave me a button that's basically, it's just the shape of North Carolina on a button. I don't even know which way's... I don't know which side is up. Oh, now I do. It looks like Tennessee the other way. And then also, this is a fun button I found when I was moving recently. A movie. Remember that movie Sid and Nancy? Yes, a Sid and Nancy button is also going in the bag, which is perfect for the people that have a lot of flair. Like Jeff Tate would definitely wear that, but I'm giving it away to somebody today. And my guests all brought stuff too, so let's get them out here and see what they have. Please give a big warm welcome to Brian Mallow, Jacob Siroff, and Ungayo Bilam!
Yeah.
standing ovation, you guys.
That was very nice.
Yeah, super nice.
I kind of have a boner right now.
Directly to my right, first-time guest on the show, so be gentle, everybody. It's Brian Mallow is here. I met all three of these dudes in comedy clubs in San Francisco many more years ago than I care to admit. But now Brian, what?
We didn't meet in San Francisco.
Where did we meet?
We met at the Dallas Improv a million years ago. I was opening and you were middling, and who knows who was headlining.
When you say I was middling, that just sounds like my act was just fair. Fair to middling. But yeah, I was the feature act, the middle act, and then I forget who the headliner was.
I have no idea.
Dallas Improv. Maybe Greg?
Because you know what?
Was it Greg someone?
Does anyone know?
I've worked with Greg. He's great.
I think they put the headliner in a separate condo and the opener and feature act had a condo together. So I think we shared a condo.
We even shared accommodations, and I don't remember that.
Well, nothing that memorable
crazy
happened.
All right. But then we hung out in San Francisco,
yes,
for
definitely
sure, because that's where you were based at the time.
Absolutely.
And now you live here in Raleigh.
In Raleigh, not far from here.
That's pretty awesome. Pretty sweet place to live. They yelled the shit out of Donald Trump yesterday. I was very, very happy about that. And what do you? What's your gig here in town? Because I think people will find this fascinating.
So the thing is, I was always kind of a geeky comedian, and eventually I found that I should call it science comedy and sciencecomedian.com, and I'm at science.
Greg Travis? Was it Greg Travis?
No.
So you're on Twitter. You're science
I'm
comedian.
I'm science comedian on Twitter and YouTube, That led to other science communication stuff. So I made science videos for Time Magazine, and I've done a bunch of audio pieces for Neil deGrasse Tyson's radio show, Star Talk Radio.
It's very cool. I'm happy
and,
for you.
So science comedy, and thanks.
No, it sounds super fun. I mean, you know, we find our niches. You know, you found science, I found marijuana, and movies, of course. They go hand
in
hand.
But those are two great tastes.
That taste great together. And speaking of people who like marijuana in movies, also on the panel today, Jacob Siroff is here, you guys.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Resplendent in his Christmassy Star Wars Stormtrooper sweater vest thingy.
It's the season.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's the season for Christmas and Star Wars. Yeah.
I think Star Wars is kind of replacing Christmas this year, I feel like.
Wouldn't it be great if there were no Christmas commercials or songs? It was all just bam, 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 bam.
You're asking me if that would be great?
Yes.
Have yourself a Jedi little Christmas.
And that's Ungayo Bilim on the mouth harp. Raising the population of black people in this room to 2!
Is that something to be proud of, you guys? Are you proud of that?
Well, they're happy that you're here.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, too.
Yeah.
And let me say, the weed in Raleigh is pretty fucking good.
Right?
Guys. Well done.
Yeah,
well
you guys,
done. Most of it's from California, but I'm glad you brought it out here. That's great.
Can I get my prizes? I'm holding all this shit.
Yeah. I didn't mean to make
I
you so,
drink the beer and I got all this.
So uncomfortable with all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I brought
so,
a bunch of drinks.
So what do you have for
anyone? Are you giving away that Diet Coke?
Yeah,
yes,
he is,
I am giving away that Diet Coke, as a matter of fact.
But the way you have a Diet Coke and a beer, it looks like you're just ripping off Neil Hamburger's act when he's always got like three drinks in his hands. But okay, so Pat, could you help me pass the Coke over? Because that's the first thing that should probably go.
Okay.
All right.
That's they give that away in the
from
hotel
the hotel room.
And I don't believe
he's
in wasting
got
stuff.
A bottle of Diet Coke.
So that's the first thing. That's still, hey, I like regular Coke, but you know, knock yourself out. I got this cup here. This is an electric dynamite mug. That's Jack Black's production company. I got that meeting with someone that he knows.
That's a nice little mug. It's almost
that,
like a little soup mug.
Yeah.
Kind
is
of
it,
soup
is
bowl
it good
mug
for clanging against the jail bars?
I also have, as I'm a...
Didn't it look like that kind of?
That was it's a podcast. They couldn't. He was, there was an act out that was funny.
Theater of the mind, sir.
Also, my other obsession besides Star Wars that people know me is boxing, so I never travel without vintage copies of The Ring magazine. So there's one from February 2014.
The Ring magazine?
Yeah, you always got to have a vintage copy of The Ring magazine. There's a t-shirt that the sound guy made. It's kind of crappy, but no offense, sound guy, but you know, you're giving them out, so it's not like you...
Okay. Wait, so he gave you this just now, and you turn around and give it away?
Yeah.
Who would do such a thing?
I told him I was going to do that.
Like a signed book, I understand.
It's not really crappy. His name's Steve. He makes these. He's a local comic support. It's like, it doesn't really, you can't tell what it's about, but it's...
It says Laugh Local.
It says Laugh Local, but I mean, I don't know that, yeah. So do that. Okay, that's something. Also, my final piece, this is a very personal item for me. This is when I went to, a year ago, I went to some Sex Addict Anonymous meetings, so this is my welcome. I realized I wasn't a sex addict. I'm just an enthusiast, I think. So, but hey, if whoever wins, if you're a sex addict, you know, you got a head start here, so.
But you decided that you weren't an addict yourself. It's not like they say, you know what, buddy, you seem more like an enthusiast. Thanks for coming. You can have some coffee on your way out.
I pulled myself out of the game, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for you, man.
I pulled out.
All right. So, Ngaio, what did you...
I have a DVD, the 420 Friendly Comedy Special. With me and Keith Olgensen and Jasper Redd and Dan Gabriel. It's very funny, and there's jokes on there. Not even always jokes about weed. And you can buy it online as well for all you people in podcast.
It's got special features. You can watch it in widescreen if you want.
That's right. You can get stoned
and
watch it.
You have to provide the widescreen.
Yeah. The DVD does not include it.
No.
You know, it's nice to have a science guy around.
Just wanted to make that part clear.
And what'd you bring for the bag, science comedian?
I got two things. The first thing is a genuine, original Marvel Thor the Dark World wristband, still in its original packaging.
Wow, you didn't...
That's right.
You resisted the urge to take it out and play with it?
I'm sorry. I've been hanging on to this. When did it come out? Anyone?
Oh, it's been a while.
I've been hanging on to it for just this special moment. So that's the first thing.
But try to remember during the show to not ask the audience questions, because they will answer, and then I'll get mad at them.
All right. And then the second thing is the Will Ferrell DVD, Land of the Lost.
Oh! I thought that was a little underrated. It had some funny parts.
It had some parts.
I wouldn't laugh out loud funny, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune. That's how deep they had to go for a quote.
All the way to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, yeah.
From the Cary Herald. The John Buck Road. Or is it Buck Jones?
I didn't even realize Land of the Lost has the science connection, too, with the through a wormhole or something.
Yeah, is the science sound in Land of the Lost?
Absolutely. It's based on a true story.
All right, well, all of that is in the bag it turns out it's heavy.
That's mainly the Diet Coke.
Someone's going to win all that crap, and good luck to everybody. But first we have to talk a little bit about movies, because that's part of the show. Start with Ngaio. Well, have you been to the cinema lately, or watched something on your personal devices?
I have been to the cinema, sir, and I just saw The Legend. The Tom Hardy is the Cray Brothers gangsters from the 60s.
None of us have seen that.
Yeah. Oh. And I'm here to talk about it.
How'd that work out for you?
I thought Tom Hardy was great in it, and it's kind of like Goodfellas meets Of Mice and Men in some sort of weird...
Yeah, because the brothers are like, one of them's just doing the wrong thing all the time, and the other one has to try to keep him in line. And
kind of. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack was great, and the outfits are all fucking posh. Oh.
How about
London in the swinging 60s?
It's Lenny and George in Of Mice and Men, right?
Yes.
I think. And Lenny's the big one?
Yes, but no rabbits.
Yeah, and he's like, tell us about the rabbits. Tell me about the rabbits, George. Right. And then his name's Lenny.
Yeah, thank you for recapping the whole...
No, I'm just
Welcome
saying.
Welcome to Doug
I'm just
Love's
saying,
Cliff Notes.
I'm just saying. I'm rewriting your description of Legend to it's mice and men if Lenny was a homosexual.
Paranoid, schizophrenic, violent, homosexual.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's violent. Lenny's violent in the original. I do remember that.
Well,
But so he does kill things without necessarily meaning to.
So is it like gerbils instead of bunnies, or what?
No, there's no gerbils. Why gerbils, Mr. Sex Addict?
I don't know. It's an old 80s joke.
What about you, Jacob? Have you? We saw a movie today together, yeah. In fact. We got high and watched Our Brand is Crisis.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of movies this week. We saw Krampus, too.
We saw Krampus, yes. So please don't even say the words Krampus 2. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, it was basically like Gremlins if it sucked.
Yeah, and just somehow a little less edgy than Gremlins, which is strange because Gremlins is pretty cutesy.
I thought it was more edgy, I don't want to spoil the movie.
Don't spoil it too much. Yeah, but what were you going to say?
Well, the more people get killed in the movie, than in Gremlins. There's a lot of death in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, the Gremlins just cause a lot of miscellaneous mayhem. That
gentle mayhem. Pranks.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty mean, a lot of it, but. But just the Gremlins had that dark, it goes darker than story-wise than Krampus, because it's got that whole segment where Phoebe Cates is talking about how her dad was dressed up as Santa and, died in the chimney. And that's why she hates Christmas. Like that, as reasons to hate Christmas go, that's the best one.
Yeah.
That's the best one ever written.
But this one's a lot of, it's all children that are being murdered in this one, which is kind of an interesting...
Kind of neat.
For a PG-13 movie, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of, I thought of Willy Wonka, the first Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory when one of the fat kids died. I was like, oh, that's just like Augustus Gloop. But,
How often do you get to say that? Just like Augustus Gloop.
You just don't. You don't get to say it often enough. People don't get stuck in tubes full of chocolate enough.
The suspense is horrible. I hope it
But what did you think of Our Brand is Crisis, Jacob? I know you told me already, but
I
liked tell
it.
The listeners.
I thought it was a good thumbs up on Our Brand is Crisis. I expected nothing out of it, and it was pretty good. They had like half the Rotten Tomatoes score of Krampus. Which didn't make a lot of sense to me. But did anyone here see Our Brand is Crisis? Or has anyone heard of it?
Sandra Bullock.
It's a movie with Sandra Bullock. Yeah. It's in South America.
You're politics. Such a fast talker. Did anybody here see Our Brand is Crisis? Does anybody here even know what he's saying? It is a terrible title.
It's
terrible
a bad title. It's a bad. Our brand is weed here, so that's my cop out for this.
Speaking of that, you can buy my marijuana at naturalcannabis.com. My picture's on
You're
the
selling
box.
Weed? You're actually selling weed on
in
the show?
In California. I'm not selling weed in North Carolina. I'm selling DVDs that happen to come
but
with
But you'll
me.
Ship it to North Carolina?
No.
So why?
Hey, snitch. God, dog. No, come to California and smoke my weed, is my point. You can stay at my house.
I didn't mean to Krampus your style. Sorry. Good night.
Yep, you're eliminated. I like the elimination style. Brian Mallow, what was the last movie you saw? And I hope it had something to do with science.
Yeah, so I've seen a couple things recently. One thing that I guess maybe this doesn't quite qualify, but I've been really enjoying The Man in the High Castle on Amazon Prime. It's a miniseries based on a book by Philip K. Dick, and I have a kind of obsessive relationship to him. So that's fantastic. I recently saw Inside Out, but what I really liked, it was actually kind of good.
What was that reaction?
It was it's a Pixar film.
Was everybody like, "Ew, you're an adult. What's wrong with you?" Or were you like, ugh, because it's so sad?
I heard, aww. I thought it was like,
aww. Because he's so cute.
Louis Black, Bill Hader, Amy Poehler. But The Martian, I finally saw in 3D and really liked it. I love 3D when it's done well, and it was done well, and I loved it. Did you see it?
It totally looked like he was on Mars.
You could...
I was like, if this was just projected onto a flat screen, I'd be like, that's not Mars.
But I guess the one thing that was odd to me...
Isn't there bad science in that?
Well...
He figures out a way to plant... Do they explain it sufficiently?
Maybe not. I don't know how possible that... Like, whether you can do that, but what... got me was the fact that he was a botanist. Like, why do they make him a botanist? Because I'm not gonna... This isn't really spoilery. But
I didn't know he was a botanist.
He demonstrated amazing knowledge of electrical engineering and physics and aerospace and all that. And he grew some potatoes. Okay, couldn't you have made him an genius aerospace engineer who just knew how to grow a damn potato? That would have been more believable.
Was he Irish or something? Maybe there was a reason.
No. He was just Matt Damon.
He's like the Buckaroo
Matt Damon,
bonsai.
Botanist on Mars.
Space explorer.
But it was fun. It was cool. And it was good visual treat.
Yeah, I guess the visuals are good. I just thought it was boring.
We saw our brand as Crisis in 3D. It was also well done, I thought.
Yeah. This show is in 3D.
That llama comes right at you before getting hit by a car.
Three doobies?
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
How many times?
So that's my last movie. Before I watched the movie with Jacob this morning in my hotel room, I watched... Bicentennial Man.
Oh.
Yeah, I had never seen that because I assumed I would not like it. And I got to tell you, 2 hours and 11 minutes, that's a long stretch of road, that movie. Like, there's one point where they go, 16 years later. And I'm like, what? And then I realize, oh, it's Bicentennial Man. The story has to take place over 200 years. So 16 is not a big enough jump. Let's go. Slide some oil to that robot and get him moving. Because also, it was funny to just see a robot movie. Because Robin Williams totally commits to the part. I mean, he was a great actor, and he commits to it. But it's just, it's so silly, the robot that wants to become a real man. And everybody argues with about it, like, eventually goes, yeah, you got a good point there. You should be a real man. Like, he convinces everybody. It's like, no, you're a fucking robot, man. You'll never be real to me. No matter if you get a working genitalia or not. And he does.
You're gonna get a lot of robots rights advocates writing in.
Right.
You're gonna get a lot of emails.
Yeah.
That movie's biased against robots who want to be people.
I don't know
how you guys are all thinking about it. Well, robots should be people if they want to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that movie did very well. I don't believe.
I don't think so.
But for years, I've also confused it with Renaissance Man, which is like Mark Wahlberg's screen debut. He's got a part in there.
That
it's
was?
Like one of the troops or something, and that's being experimented on.
Is that about a robot?
Experiments on troops, I think, with Danny DeVito. And so I always confuse those two movies. So today I was watching Bicentennial Man the entire time going, when's Mark Wahlberg going to turn up? It's his film debut. When's he going to show up and say something mean to the robot? How you doing? You like being a robot? So... So that was my morning, catching up on an oldie but a not very goodie. And Oliver Platt's in it. He's always good. Oliver Platt always makes everything better.
Right? He's the Michael McDonald. Or the Nate Dogg. I'm sorry, I had to get my generations right. He's the Nate Dogg. He shows up on your hook. You're like, oh, that's a hit. Shit, hey.
What was the Michael McDonald thing? Like, he's the best Doobie Brother or something?
No, Michael McDonald shows up on all your 80s hits, man.
He does a lot of, he did a lot of guest vocals.
Such a long way to go.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like. It. I don't know how that proved what you were saying.
That's Michael McDonald. He's all over all your hits, man.
Yeah.
You love him.
You know that.
Peg! It's Michael McDonald, man. Some of y'all, you gotta listen. Get high and listen again, man. There's a reason he keeps getting work.
You are in Yacht Rock.
I am in Yacht Rock.
No, he's talking to me.
Oh.
Yeah, settle down, dude. Holy shit. He's just because I played, what's his name from Chicago, Peter Cetera, in a episode of Yacht Rock should not make me an expert on Michael McDonald. Or Yacht Rock in general. That's part of what's so funny about me being Peter Cetera. They put this really dumb wig on me that I don't think his hair has ever looked like that. And then I just get Hall & Oates are really mean to me. Like they totally bully me. I'm pretty sure that's who that was. The guy's going to yell at me again.
Doug! You were in Yacht Rock!
I never would have imagined in my entire life that someone would yell at me those words.
Get yourself together, soldier!
Yeah. What do you think I am? Some sort of Renaissance man? I should just stop getting Mark Wahlberg to come and just say that he's here and just play both parts. But I got a new pre-game before the games game. A pre-game game that I'm very excited about because you know how much I love to pre-game. And we'll start with Brian and we'll just go down the line one at a time. And there's no winning or losing. It's just kind of an opinion game. But it's called Tell the Truth. And I'll go first with Brian. I'll ask you a question and just give me an honest answer.
Uh-oh.
It's not going to... Don't worry about it.
Things sounded, happen in San Francisco.
You ever fucked a drunk person? No. It's not going to be any moral questions or anything, really. Depends on what you do with it, but...
Sounded slightly ominous.
What is your favorite, absolute favorite, you have to pick one, Will Smith movie?
Hancock. I like it.
Tell the truth!
Jacob, what's your favorite Will Smith movie?
6 Degrees of Separation.
Tell the truth!
Ngaio, what's your favorite Will Smith movie? I'm going to do this every episode of the show from now on.
Always with Will Smith, or are you going to use different actors? Or...
Tell the truth!
Can I pick two? I really like the first Men in Black, but I also really liked him in Hitch. He was hilarious. I don't care. I'll fight you. I'll fight every motherfucker here. Hitch
Tell the truth.
Men in Black is a good choice.
Tell the truth!
Either Men in Black or Hancock, I think.
I was laughing to myself the other day because Jacob and I saw an ad for Concussion. And Jacob was like, and the sound was off, I think. We were in a bar. And Jacob was like, is that just a movie about people getting concussions in the NFL? And it's like, yeah, that's what it's about. Happy Christmas. What a great thing to see on Christmas Day. That's when it opens. So let's go watch that movie about concussions. Instead of staying home and watching the games, let's go watch that movie. But it's Will Smith, and he plays a doctor who tells somebody, that's the ending of the trailer. The dramatic moment is him yelling, tell the truth, with that voice.
Oh. And crying a little bit. His eyes
so I'm going to confuse my guests repeatedly with that, because the audience is all going to laugh. It's like the standing ovation thing. That they didn't really stand up for you guys. I tell the audience to always stand up, and sometimes they remember.
Why did you have to take that away from us?
I know. I can't believe. I was about to tell something that's going to really rock Jacob Siroff's world, and that's that stormtroopers don't really exist. Even though you got your stormtrooper sweater on.
The 501st exists.
The 501st?
Those nerds who help sick kids.
What?
You know, the nerds who help sick kids and like parades and stuff.
What are they called?
501st. They're like they think.
Stop saying it so fast.
The 500 and the 501st division of it's like a
the 501st.
It's like 501st. Yeah, is a Star Wars reference.
No, it's a thing in real life. Guys that dress up like stormtroopers and do like charity and stuff. And
it's
nationwide and they're big.
Why that number?
It's the 501st Division, some stormtrooper. You know that? Why is that number? It's got to be a reference in the movie. I should know.
How do you not know this?
Tell the truth!
You were in Yacht Rock!
Do not lie about Yacht Rock!
All right, now it's going to get real, because it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, You got lots of name tags to pick from. Hey, could somebody here at Goodnight's flip a house lights on so they can see a little better? That would be awesome if that's possible. There you go.
Hey, look at that.
They're all over the place. So just go pick the one that you want to play for. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 don't forget, this app is brought to you by Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back, and I got a lifetime supply of donuts. Brian, who are you playing for? Looks like you got some sugary goodness as well.
Sean Nut Holes.
Nut Holes.
Shauna? Yeah. Is your name? Shauna?
Sean
Nut Holes.
Sean Nut Holes instead of donut
and it's
holes.
Instead of donut holes, and it's a box of donut holes from Kroger.
So, I just thought y'all might like a donut hole.
Well, that's very nice of you, but some of the guests pick name tags that people put some work into.
Well, she had so to go get the donuts.
Or a bigger box of donuts.
But yeah, well, I didn't know when I got up here that someone was just going to throw up
donuts. There's 85,000 better donuts on the stage than those Kroger donuts.
Because I don't even know Kroger donuts
they're
versus
like generic.
Krispy Kreme.
They'd be an actual Krispy Kreme for free.
You.
Did Shauna write a name tag, shithead on the back? You did it?
Yeah.
Oh, she was probably just going to eat him alone. That's so sad.
Can I make a better choice? Is it too
late?
Too late. Am I committed to this?
Yeah, you are. You're not going to win anyway.
I'm off to a bad start.
Jacob's a vicious player. And who are you playing for, Jacob?
I'm playing for Return of the Jedi. It's interesting. She did really well. I always pick Star Wars. And it's Star Wars and Lights. It's got Jenna. It's got some dude who might be famous or might be her homie. I'm not sure who that is.
That's Jeff Tate, isn't it?
No. Is that Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's a weird look for
that's
Jeff.
That's Jeff Tate with the hood on.
Oh, that's totally Jeff. He doesn't have a hat or anything.
Yeah.
And that's
Jabba the Hutt straight up.
She put Orny Adams on, who's the headlining comic this weekend, but maybe she assumed he'd be on the
show.
Yeah,
she thought he might be on the show. That's a good detective work.
You know, he's got like a Han Solo kind of vibe anyway. Yeah, he's a handsome for a Jew. He's a handsome guy. And then for some reason she left the episode 6 Return of the Jedi actual graphic on it. Like she did all this work and then got lazy at the end. But
it's the wabi sabi. It's the imperfection that makes it perfect.
Yeah.
But
well, that's a good one.
There's a whole there's a whole battery rig on the. I mean, there's a lot of work.
Yeah. No people. Lots of people bring light up signs.
Is this your, okay?
What?
Just it's not making sure it's not a bomb or anything. Is that...
And you're able to tell that by looking at it?
Quick, call a science comedian.
Disarm it, Mallow.
Yeah, disarm
no,
it. Is it the red
one,
wire or the green wire?
This one was the bomb.
Yeah, your donut holes did bomb.
Anyway, good job, though, Jen.
And I already like Ungayos because it's Guardians of the Galaxy based, but what does it say?
Guard Ryans.
Ryans, I like it.
Of the Galaxy, and then Ryan is Chris Pratt, mm-hmm. and then you're Rocket Raccoon.
Oh!
You can see. He's got the nose and everything. It's really. Yeah. That's really.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah. I'm going to hang it in my room.
Oh, can he? Is it okay if Ungayo keeps that?
No, I can leave it back. Okay, I'll keep it.
Sometimes they want them back, you know?
What's up on the donuts, though? That's... I'll wait.
Do you want any of these? Have one, dude.
There's a place called Wake and Bake. I kind of have to try that
there's
donut.
There's one over here with bacon on it, man.
Oh, can I have one of those?
I'm I think there's just the one. Wow. It's like a maple bar with bacon
Thanks,
on it.
Thanks, Will, Tammy, Vic, and Christina. Somebody brought some donuts from Rise. That shit was vicious.
You can even eat the dishes.
Is that like a potato chip
More bacon.
Donut?
Bacon
Chocolate and potato chips?
Look
North
at these
Carolina
things.
Doesn't give
that,
a fuck.
That one has Reese's peanut butter cups on top of a donut. And there's frosting on top of that.
Pineapple upside down donut. Maui Wowie. The Maui Wowie. Get it? Because it's Wake and Bake.
A guy, okay, see that? One of them has crumpled up potato chips on it.
One has some That's golden grams
like
on top.
And bacon and potato chips?
We'll be back with more of Donut Talk. One's an old bagel? Oh, that can't be good.
No, it's hella good. It's all savory and sweet and shit. Get it in.
I get that.
All right.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, well, thanks for all the donuts, you guys. But they're really, they're fancy donuts. Like we can't throw them around because, you know... The club's got a couple more shows tonight. These aren't that fancy.
Yeah,
Han
Solo is performing
Brian?
Later tonight.
I'll toss some of these out. If you want one, hold up like one finger. I'll try to spear it on there. Oh cheater.
He tried. It was close.
Did that one go all the way to the ground?
This is the hardest game
here,
at the
give
fair.
It to me, though.
The ring toss sucks.
All right,
at the
who
fair.
Here will eat a ground donut? That guy. Oh! That was awesome.
Did you play volleyball?
She batted away.
Are you a volleyball player?
She's on the women's volleyball team.
Wow.
She totally blocked that.
I'll try that guy again.
Even
side out.
I'm sorry. Oh, she caught it and put it on his finger.
She did like basketball.
She wanted it,
on that
so
one.
She put a donut ring on.
She's
it.
A multi-sport athlete.
Back row.
Oh shit.
I want to throw some at the back row.
Who knows?
Someone just got hit in the face.
Here,
with
you
a
guys
donut
try.
In the dark.
Yeah, sorry if I hit you in the face.
Is there a finger?
The holes are too tight to land on your finger, to be honest.
You just throw a fastball.
This is like a carnival game where nobody wins.
What you catch it, does it mean you're
Did
getting...
Ngayo throw one?
Yeah.
Yes, I've thrown a donut.
Okay, cool. Cross that off my bucket list.
All right, there
I prefer to have the donuts,
donuts
thrown.
At the club.
Oh!
Oh.
So Ooh. Close to spearing it. Really close. Mm-hmm. Well,
man, that Old Bay donut is the shit.
Wow.
Not too sweet.
Krispy Kreme glazed donuts are the donut of choice for donut tossing.
Yeah, that was good donut tossing.
How
we gotta get
something like that was.
That sounds so dirty. I love the way you tossed that donut.
What'd you do last night? Oh, I was tossing donut all night long. I was all up in that donut.
I put the Bay seasoning on it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. We're going to start today with a game called How Much Did This Shit Make? Yeah. We'll start on the opposite end down there with Ungayo, and you're the first one to answer this. After Earth is... arguably Will Smith's worst movie.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. But how much did it make at the North American box office during its entire run, according to boxofficemojo.com, without going over Price is Right style?
Yeah.
Go. Ungayo. How much
does
do you think that
dick
movie
count
made?
Dick count as an answer? That movie didn't make dick.
The old Hollywood Squares joke answer first.
Yeah.
I should have done Classic. It with a Paul Lynde impression. Fish. Let me tell you, love. $1.1 million.
Wait, what? You're saying it made $1.1 million?
That does, cool. That's an interesting, because it sets up, it's not much money, and that sets up, we could go over.
Yeah,
right. Right.
But then you
I don't think.
But then you just bid
over.
$1. You don't bid $1,000,001. That's just setting it up. That's setting a weird table. But maybe that's, you know, he's trying to throw you off with that
strategery.
Yeah, it's total strategery.
Oh, right.
What do you think, Jacob?
How I'm going to say $7 million.
What?
All right, then.
How much? Wait, slow down.
Yeah.
How much did you say, Jacob?
$7 million.
$7 million.
Yeah.
That's more than dick.
Okay. So we got 1.1, or 1 million and 1.
No, 1.1.
A 1.1.
1.1 million.
So 1,100,000?
Yes.
Okay, now I agree that it's a
Are
smart bid.
Are you writing
bid.
Out all the zeros?
Like, I mean, a big release... You know, the big release is going to make more than $1
million. $1.1 million. Okay. It didn't make a lot of money. That movie made less than you thought, you guys. Or maybe it made more. I don't know.
I've won this game with a guess of 6.
I mean,
with big,
I guess
with
Doug
big
knows
release.
The answer.
I'm stalling because I'm looking up the answer.
Oh, you don't
you know
the
it.
Answer?
I didn't have it. I meant to look it up earlier, and I didn't.
Does anyone have the Wi-Fi password?
Ooh. This way, he couldn't possibly subconsciously sort of transmit the information.
No, I was...
Because he didn't fucking know.
That makes me feel better about
amount,
my guess.
This is the amount I would have guessed from looking it up earlier. I just didn't write it down. So it seems accurate. All right, so we've got $7 million, $1.1, and what do you got, Brian?
$7 million and $1.
Science. That's science right there.
Yeah, fucking science, man. Maybe you should pick a new name tag.
Fucking science.
It made $60.5 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Who?
Which is
in North America?
Which is terrible by Will Smith summer movie standards.
That's true.
It's bad, but people went because it was Will Smith, and it's mostly Jaden Smith. It was like a little...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they
I was confused.
Tricked people. The old bait and switch,
what,
I was going to say.
What was that movie again?
After Earth.
Oh, this is what happened. I was thinking of Battlefield Earth.
That old...
Starring Will Smith.
I'm not a Renaissance man at all.
Right.
Well, I'm sitting there like, Will Smith wasn't in Battlefield Earth.
Are there going to be any non-Will Smith games on today's show? I'm just...
That was just a fun segue from one game to another.
Is it his birthday?
His name might not come up again. We'll see, but now I just got fascinated with the idea of looking up how much Battlefield Earth made.
Yeah.
Because I'm really curious, because I bet you that also made more than
$1.1 million.
More than $7 million, right?
Just dropping the mic and fucking walking off.
At least all the Scientologists had to buy it.
I don't know if that's how Scientology works. I don't think you have to support everything that they make.
You could explain Beck. The butt hurt.
Okay, Batman, we're getting close.
Keywords, Doug, keywords. Siri.
It's Battlefield Earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because didn't you say Battleship earlier?
Did I say Battle? No, Battlefield.
Battlefield.
Did I say Battlefield Earth?
Well, I might have said Battleship. Somebody said Battleship Potemkin.
Maybe that Battleship movie didn't gross that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rihanna.
No, Battlefield Earth, this is pretty... That's what I was saying earlier about even a failure doesn't, you know, make $1.1 million. It made $20 million.
But it probably cost $100
million. Oh, yeah, yeah, lost a shit ton of money for sure. 21.4 is what it made, 21.4. All right, that was fun.
Thank you.
So Brian won that game. Means he gets to go first in ABCD's Nuts.
All right.
This is a spelling game. It's not science, but it's close. It's another thing you have to be smart to be good at. We're going to spell an expression today, and when I get to you, I'll say the next letter in this expression, and you just have to name any movie ever made that begins with that letter, the title. And, you know, the only counts for T. So if your letter's G, you can't say The Graduate and get mad at me when I throw you out.
Okay.
All right? And we're going to spell War on Christmas, because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these stormtroopers trying to take over Christmas, changing all the fancy sweaters. Oh, you've even got a stormtrooper elbow.
It's like tennis elbow, but if you dress up in the 501st costumes too much,
yeah,
it's a stormtrooper elbow.
It's probably why they're such horrible shots.
Speaking of shots, can I get another drink?
Two drinks.
I'm having a Tito's and soda, please.
I'll have a shot of Jameson.
Wonderful staff. A good night's. Be sure to tip them.
Can I have anything with alcohol in it, please?
Anything with alcohol in it. Yeah, that's what you just ordered. Yeah.
Could
you
spin the wheel?
Could you just pour the bar mat into a glass? Put some orange juice in it.
All right, so we're going to spell War on Christmas, and we're starting W is Brian's letter. Then we'll go to Jacob with the next letter, unless Brian fails to come up with a W movie. Go ahead.
War Games.
Yes. I went with White Christmas. No offense.
None taken.
Jacob?
Avatar.
A is your letter.
Avatar.
Oh, okay. I went with A Christmas Story. R, Ungayo.
Roots doesn't count, right? That's not a...
For you, I would allow it.
That's... There's so many choices. Why would you go with the TV show?
Happy Hanukkah.
Would she mean Kwanzaa?
I went with some old-ass movie that's, I guess, Christmas-themed called Remember the Night.
Sure.
Starring the original, the OG shithead, Barbara Stanwyck.
Nice. You can go with Rooster Cogburn if you're going to stay all OG like that.
Yeah, okay.
We're
back around to you, Brian, and... The letter is O.
Oscar.
Yes, starring Sylvester Stallone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Prequel, and wow.
Prequel to Creed. 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 I went with One Magic Christmas, starring Harry Dean Stanton. Oh, look at that beverage. Thank you so much. Look like the one I asked for. I guess they're not going to get you guys anything.
Mine will be here.
That's cool. Oh, you got some?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
I had a donut.
They could have really screwed me. Anything with alcohol, they just gave me a Yingling.
You don't know what they put in.
It's a waste of a joke.
You had one of those last night, though, right?
Yeah, just now.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so that's why they brought you one. Because I, like when they do it in the movies, when they go, I'll have a beer. I'm just like, really? You couldn't make up the name of a beer or... get a beer sponsorship or something. You gotta just say, give me a beer, and then the bartender just does it. Like, okay.
That
like
happened
a 40-minute conversation with most bartenders if you say, I want a beer. Would you like to look at the list?
When is Droopy your
bartender?
No,
I just want beer. I'm sorry. I had you mistaken for a reader. N is the next letter. Jacob. Right?
Oh, yeah,
War
sure.
on Christmas?
Yeah, let's go with Nell. Seems Christmassy.
I went with something that's a little bit more Christmassy than Nell. I went with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I mean, they're both, you know, Christmassy in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Si, un gallo.
Oh. C?
The letter C, yes.
For some reason, I was on a different letter.
Oh, were you going to go XMAS?
Yes.
Were you just sitting in your seat just going, Xanadu, say Xanadu, Xanadu.
Yeah. Is there another one? What?
Captain Blood.
Oh, okay. I went with Christmas with the Cranks. Do you guys get what's going on here?
You see what happens when you get to the South? You see? You see? You see? You better drink it fast.
Back to Brian for the letter H.
Hero, the Jet Li movie.
Okay.
Not the Dustin Hoffman Hero?
Right. That's called Hero too, right? Yeah. No, Hero, yeah. Jet Li.
Yeah, then there was Heroes with Harrison Ford and Sally Field, right?
Her.
Her. Wait, what's happening now?
More H?
Stop doing H, you guys. It's bad for you. Stop doing H. I went with...
Tell the truth.
I went with Home Alone. Christmas classic.
Very Christmassy.
Yeah. Very nice.
I feel good about this, Jacob. I think you could take it home right now if you match me with the letter R.
I'm going Red Tails, no offense.
Who are you offending with that?
Why would the black guys be offended by a movie about the Tuskegee Airmen? It's weird. I went with Reindeer Games.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Un gallo,
You what?
I? Robot, no, I.
Oh, okay, I, robot.
I'll be home for Christmas. S, Brian, you can do this. Feel good about it.
Really? Mm-hmm. I should be able to guess this.
You should.
I mean, I have an S, but I
letter
don't
S.
have... Yeah, I don't have a Christmas. Let's see. S. What do you all of y'all... I'm not asking you, but you fucking know
yeah,
it?
Yeah, don't ask. Yeah, they all know
you
it.
You think you know what it... Really?
They all know it.
Oh, yeah!
Ah! Scrooge.
Oh! So close! That is a Christmas movie with an S, but I wrote down Santa Claus the movie.
So that qualifies as Christmassy. All
right. T is the next letter for Jacob. Is that the right order, Jacob?
Christmas is tough. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say Tomorrowland.
I went with the Santa Claus.
And he thought...
M and Gaio.
Miracle on 34th Street.
That is the correct answer. I went A, Arthur. Hang on, you guys. What's going on? The A in Christmas, I went with Arthur Christmas.
Oh, yeah, all right.
You saw that one with the kids?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, there you go.
Father Christmas's cousin. No,
and then, Arden. Brian, for you to see, for the final S, I went with Scrooge.
Oh!
So,
yep, just
because I had
placement
it for the
trouble.
Wrong S?
Yep, you said it the wrong time. The paper does not lie.
I almost feel like I won that round.
Yeah, you almost did. But now it's time to play Last Man Stanton. Now, this is a game where people tweet at me for days leading up to the show. But I narrow it down to someone that I saw tweeting the very day of the show, and I just pick one, and hopefully they'll have a good suggestion for us. They're going to name an actor or an actress, and I play along in this game. We're all going to take turns naming movies that that person has been in, and we'll go the other way around. So it'll go Ngayo, Jacob, Brian, and then me. And the person that I selected to help us out with a suggestion, where is Cooter Daniels?
Oh. Hello, Cooter.
Drove in from Charlotte, did you? Yeah. So, sorry, locals. I'm going with an out-of-towner on this one. And boo!
Go Panthers!
How dare you! But I'm sure he suggested on Twitter that he's got a terrific name for this game. Hopefully one that hasn't been used before. But even if it has, we could play it again. What do you say, Cooter? Give us a name, Cooter! Julianne Moore. I think we have played her before. But the guys are all doubled over. Like,
oh, not me. I love her.
I'm fine right. with her. Just not all right. Well, I think for the game.
Let's give it a try. We'll see how we do. If it goes poorly, we'll get a new name. But I think we can go a few rounds with her. That doesn't sound right at all. That was really rude of me to say.
Man,
but
she's
seriously,
awesome.
I could totally go after that big bushy red bush of hers.
Let us praise her for her talent.
That's a clue. Ngayo,
I get that clue.
First one.
First, I'd like to say that I'm a huge fan of her work. I've seen her in some bad movies, but I've never seen her be bad in a movie.
Thank God somebody stepped up for her honor.
Hey, yeah. Listen. Regardless of how cute she is, and she's fine as hell.
You didn't see her in Krampus.
She's not okay. In Krampus.
I know. That's what makes it funny. We'll just start out with the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, okay. Good one, Stoner.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
Jacob?
I'll take your clue off the table, Shortcuts.
Shortcuts, yeah. She pulls out her bush in that one.
That's a good one. Robert Altman.
Stands around arguing with Matthew Modine with her bush out.
Was she like ironing or something? Was she ironing or just...
Yeah, she's ironing and they get into an argument. She's ironing her pants because she spilled something on them or something. So that's why she's got her bush out.
And that's what you took from that scene.
Yeah, what else are you going to take from that scene?
Fair enough.
Did I say it was with Matthew Modine? What's more memorable?
That was like a scene from Girls, except you wanted to see it.
Whoa. Meanie pants. Brian, any Julianne Moore motion picture?
Safe.
Oh, you went with a... You should have pocketed that one for a little later.
I should have, but I think I'm having trouble with the obvious ones.
Oh, okay.
Whatever those might be.
All right, well, I'll give you one, and then you'll go, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She just last winter won the Oscar for Still Alice.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess you don't recognize that. All right, Ngayo. We're four strong. We're doing good.
Fuck, I just had one in my head.
Okay, get it back.
Hold on a minute. She was in the
just
thing.
Just pull that one
stuff.
Back up again.
Yeah, hold on. Well, fuck. All right, I'll go to this one. I was in it with her. Ha! 9 months.
Oh, that was filmed in San Francisco. So you pop in there?
I'm Steve's friend number one.
And you were typecast.
Yes. I actually was.
All right, Jacob?
I like, might legit be out already. That's just such a bad...
Yeah, no, you're not out.
Oh, that's the one.
You got this. Moore.
Come on, you guys.
Come on, you can do it, Jacob.
I can.
Yeah. Just say it. Just say that Julianne Moore movie.
Red Bush.
Yeah, when they were making that movie, Will Smith tried it a bunch of different ways.
I'm trying to think of the movie.
And it just wasn't that effective, him going, tell the truth.
I see truth, people.
tell the truth.
What do you got?
You will.
Nothing, Jacob?
Not much.
Really?
I don't mind you bowing out at this point.
Was she, I might have to.
This isn't for all
the
marbles.
Was she in the Aviator?
What?
Was she in the Aviator?
The Aviator?
Was she in that?
If she was, I wouldn't even take it.
Well, then can I give my joke answer of
this
Mask?
This isn't a guessing game. What?
Can I give my joke answer of Mask, then?
You think she looks like the kid in Mask? Oh, God and Gaio defended her out of the gate because this got real ugly.
I hated that category from Jump. Fuck you, man.
Sorry.
Right. Sorry, in the cooter. Dude.
Fuck you and your red pussy.
Jesus Christ. What happens out here in North Carolina, man? What do y'all put in the water?
That was a...
Where are we, Brian?
The Forgotten.
Oh, I didn't remember that one. This one will bite you in the ass, Jacob. It's so obvious. Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Ungayo.
Assassins with Sylvester Stallone and Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, she put one of the asses in Assassins.
Yep.
I don't think I have anything.
Oh,
else.
Come on. You know
there's
you
some
do.
Obvious
you
ones.
You know you do. You know you got a good one.
I think the guy that directed Safe, Todd
Haynes?
Haynes. I think he used her in another film.
Seems
that was
like something he would do.
Phase. Yeah. But I can't.
Seems like people would want to work with her again.
I would. But
no. Oh, what's that one where she's... Oh, I know.
So, it's...
Oh, I thought of another one.
Are you writing these down?
Are you really?
Fucker?
Wow. Starring Julianne Moore.
Happy birthday.
And Julianne Moore.
It's a great way to say it, get yourself to say it.
In
Julianne Moore is.
Oh, that's.
Ooh. I don't know how often she plays the title character. I know she did.
Just the big one. I think just in the big
one. In Boogie Nights, she obviously did.
She was also Alice.
She was not the title character in Shortcuts.
She's still Alice. Because
that thing needs a trim. Did you give up, Brian?
Okay, how about I'll just think of the movie that has the biggest ensemble cast that I can think of.
That's a great idea. JFK?
It would either be, how about Magnolia?
That's correct. You son of a bitch.
That's crazy.
Pulled it right out of his ass.
That's crazy.
But I really should have thought of a Robert Altman film if I was going for... biggest cast, but Magnolia, cool.
Yeah, no, you nailed it.
Cool.
P.T. Anderson's a big big fan of Altman, really waxes his car. as he likes to say.
I went with statistics.
Yeah, no, that was a very science-y answer.
Is that a
you
science
just gave.
Or an art?
Most actors were in Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, every but time we play Kevin this Baker. Game, it's worth a shot. Philip Baker Hall, yep. Okay, so I'm going to say the ladies' man.
Oh, yeah. Because
she fucks him in a clown outfit.
God, that was hot. So
and
fucking
so
hot.
So she's got the red hair on top in that one, of course.
You're getting me all worked up.
Sorry.
I'd like to buy you a fish sandwich, Doug.
What do you got, Mr. Green Jeans?
Is it The Kids Are All Right?
With yes, it is.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, dog, y'all right in the wheelhouse, baby. You don't even know.
She's not in A Hard Day's Night. All right.
No, she's not.
Are you just it's testing the waters?
It's a different Kids Are All Right.
She's movie. In the Who movie. She's in the Beatles movie.
It's a different movie. It's a different kind of flying.
What's another one with a big cast?
Yeah.
Try that again.
The player.
Oh, yeah, she should be in that, but she is not.
She's not.
So it's a good try, though. I'll go with Evolution.
So
I saw
science-y.
That recently.
It's the most science-y title ever.
The David Duchovny one? Yeah.
Yeah, Duchovny. Mm-hmm.
Shit.
All right, where are you at, Ngaio?
I had one.
Okay. They keep slipping on you.
Well, I smoke a lot of weed, Doug.
Right. Smart.
And I've been drinking. I'm not quite cross.
That explains it.
That explains it a lot.
It's tough for anybody up here. Like, we had a bunch of people up on stage on Thursday night, and who were we trying to do?
I can't even remember. That's how fucking hard it is. I don't even remember who it was. Who was it? Harrison Ford.
It was Harrison Ford.
How did I not remember?
And there were people that crapped out on Harrison Ford in the first round.
Yeah.
Before all the Star Wars and Indiana Jones were even off the table.
Yeah,
right. That was crazy.
Right.
Because you just get up here and it's just different when the pressure's on.
Yeah, and then when you start mentioning like red bushes before the game, people get distracted.
Sounds like an energy drink.
Especially if you're a sex addict or a one-time possible sex addict.
Red bush gives you red wings.
That was as long as it doesn't give her a red tail.
Wow.
Yeah. Went full circle on that one. you got anything in
I don't know what you're talking about. The movie that I'm about to reveal to you.
Oh, I like this. I like this. Sorry. Graham Elwood ramp up.
Julianne Moore. Fuck. I thought I had.
I think she wasn't. No. Fuck the movie.
No, she wasn't. And no, that wasn't her. In
fuck.
Fuck. There was a. God damn it.
Listen, you won anyway.
Okay, well then I win.
Okay.
I shall win graciously. What do you got, Doug?
Crazy Stupid Love.
Right.
Freeheld was the one that just came out recently.
Yes, yes.
And there's lots more, including the Lost World Jurassic Park. What else you guys got?
Hunger?
I thought of...
Okay, wait.
One at a time.
So I guess there are no others.
What? Catching Fire, Hunger Games.
Hey, what's the one when she's obsessed with her son? Anybody?
Hannibal.
That's the first.
Savages. Somebody already said kids are all right. I love you yelling that. The kids are all right.
Glory. She's in Glory? Oh, Chloe.
Chloe.
I was saying Glory. I'm like, I don't remember her in Glory. I mean,
Blindness?
Did somebody yell Django Fett?
Don't John. Yacht Rock!
Curb Your Enthusiasm!
Curb Your Enthusiasm!
That's
a
television show, dude.
What was that over there? Austin Powers?
The Hours!
Oh, The Hours.
Austin Hours. He's an
Children of Men? Great movie.
That's right, Children of Men. That's right. Damn, she works.
Next. Yeah, she works a lot.
She stays busy.
Well, she was in the Psycho shot for shot?
One of the Bourne movies?
Children of Men, yeah. You just said that. What?
Flight Plan,
yeah.
Elizabethtown.
Happiness. Elizabethtown?
We did Still Alice. Doug burned that one early.
Yeah.
I've seen all these movies. That's the worst.
Yeah.
She's good like that. It's like Gary Oldham. She's so good.
I hope she never hears this show.
Maybe I'm not sure who she is. I don't... She's not the kid in Mask.
Just next time she's in a movie, just try to look her in the face for once. And you'll lock in and remember.
Get lost in those freckles.
Yeah. All right, you guys, let's finish it off and determine a winner today with something that I call the reverse Malton game.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be first person to 2 points in this one, and Ngaio won the last game.
And the game before that.
You know, that doesn't get you anything extra.
I know, I just have a hyper-competitive streak. I was in a circle jerk once, and I came in first and third.
Is that a Paul Lynn joke, or is that yours?
I go hard in the paint, player.
Hard with the paint, too, apparently.
Paint's kind of
that guy in fourth, what a sad... What a pathetic...
Beat twice by the same guy.
I mean, that's a guy that takes a long time. If you can get back in the game like that, that's pretty...
This is before damn
impressive. All right, so...
I'm kind of that guy of this game today, I feel like.
In fourth place.
You still have, you know, anybody can take it from this point, and you don't even have to know anything. You could just force somebody else to name it. The guy was going in for another donut. Okay.
Crazy.
Looks good.
Potato chips.
What? You took your glasses off to look at it?
I'm 47.
You're like a jeweler of donuts.
Yeah.
I have a loop.
Jacob works the word Jew into every performance.
He said jeweler.
I know. He worked the word Jew in, didn't he?
He hides it.
He's Jewish and he lives here. Get him. Don't worry about me. I'm going home to Jewland tomorrow.
I'm your most accessible target.
So we'll start with Ungayo and then we'll go to Jacob. In reverse Malton game. God, you're enjoying that.
Fuck yeah. As well you should, sir.
Yeah. That thing's sweeter than Julianne Moore.
That's what I've named it.
I want to scoot away. I feel like we've been too close anyway the whole game.
You're both enjoying that donut. Yeah.
I got Julianne Moore all over my face right now.
Listen, Glazy, you get to pick...
I have a glazy eye.
Between... Someone threw a donut at my face and now I have a glazy eye. Ungayo gets to pick between three motion pictures that I have chosen in advance, quite randomly, and you get to pick which one you think you know the most actors from, as listed by Leonard Maltin on this here app, and then you get to make the first bid after I tell you how many names Leonard lists. And then we'll go to Jacob, who will challenge you or bid more names, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, do you have to do it in order of...
Nope. Just have to name the names.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
And you get to decide which movie. So that gives you a real advantage here.
You got all the juice now.
Hey.
Would you...
He does kind of work that word in a lot. He really does.
He does. Mostly he just says, I'm a Jew. It's not much of a work in. He just says it.
He's a working.
That was a quote from the movie Juice, though. It was movie relevant.
See? There was a movie called Juice?
What we're talking about?
Juice, remember? No. Omar Epps, Tupac was in it?
That's Juice.
Juice, that's what I said. You got all the juice now. You got all the juice now.
The danger of heteronyms.
That was in Schindler's List. You got all the juice now, I think. Different movie. I recommend both, though. It's a good double feature.
Just on a glazy Sunday afternoon.
Glazing on a sunny... Oh, go ahead.
All right, your three choices, Ungayo, are Carrie, The Shining, or Christine.
Sensing a theme.
There was even a cool Christine name tag in the audience. And a Carrie one. The ladies love the Stephen King titles because he loves to put ladies in the titles. Which one of those, Carrie, The Shining, or Christine, which one do you think you know the most actors that were in it?
The Shining.
Okay. From 1980. Leonard only gives it 2 stars. That's crazy.
The Shining?
But he reviewed it at the time, and at the time a lot of people were very disappointed by it, and it became more of a classic when revisited. But
revisited?
Yeah, you watch it again and go, oh, this isn't so bad. Like, it's...
Stephen King didn't like it.
It was weird, yeah. Stephen King was very
against
it.
Of all the horrible adaptations from his novels, the Kubrick film with Jack Nicholson...
Don't give away the names.
The Kubrick film, I said.
Leonard lists.
You really jewed that up.
Leonard lists.
Sorry.
Leonard lists six names plus one other name that you just said. So it's seven names. How many names do you think you can name in any order, but it has to be from the seven that Leonard listed, not that there's many more roles in the film.
I can name three.
He says three, Jacob.
What happens if I can name three also? I have to challenge
him. That means nothing.
That means nothing.
You have to challenge him and hope that he can't name three people, and I'm sure he can. And or you can go four names, or five, or six, or seven.
Right, four names.
You just
names,
gotta go deeper.
I know the three.
Or hoping guy screws it up.
No, he knows the three, I know.
He might have.
I would bank on that.
I don't know why your mic is the only one that's making feedbacky noises, but I'm guessing
because he holds
it's
it
the
like
cupping
on
thing
third
that you're
base.
Doing.
I'm Jacob Seraph on the microphone.
It's Christmas time, so I'm home alone.
Are we?
He said that part. I didn't.
I don't know.
That.
I don't know.
You find
because that's what the movie's about, right? Kevin gets left behind because he's the only Jew in the family. Yeah.
Damn.
The rest of the family's like, Hanukkah's over. We're going to Paris.
How did we end up on the Christmas show?
I don't know. It's the most Christmassy, hip-hoppy episode ever.
How many, Jacob? We're running out of time.
Yeah, I can only do three also, so go ahead.
And you're doing the cupping thing again.
I can only do three as well, and go.
Okay.
So go for it.
So name three people from it.
Scatman Crothers. Shelley Duvall. And Jack Nicholson.
Go yeah,
the three.
It's the easy way to go. And of course, Danny Lloyd was the little red rum finger, the big wheel down the hallway kid. Barry Nelson was the guy that showed him around the property when they got there. Joe Turkel was the bartender. And
not
Ann
Turkel.
Jackson. Ann Jackson, I couldn't even tell you what she did in it, but she got mentioned by Leonard. So yeah, so that means that Ungayo is on the board with 1 point. Oh.
Joe Turkel first was Tyrell like give... in Blade Runner.
That's right. You love all things Philip K. Dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should. You dream should have of a podcast sheep. Called "Loving All the Dick."
Yeah. I
actually. No.
It'd be fun at first, but that's rather limited. Limited.
Well, it wouldn't just be about Dick. You could discuss other authors.
What's crazy is I know that guy in real life.
He started with Dick
Philip K. Dick fans do refer to themselves as dickheads. No joke.
Okay. I'm stuck on Jacob saying I know that guy. What guy?
What's his name? Turkel.
Joe Turkel?
Yeah, his grandkids go to school.
Stop cupping the microphone.
His grandkids. It didn't sound. Does it really sound that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
It gets real feedbacky.
No, I didn't hear it.
Like echoey, kind of.
Apologize.
Deep gets deep bass kind of thing.
That's just my sex.
Mine's not so bad, but it should have happened when I did it too, but it didn't.
I know that guy, Doug.
I couldn't think of something for Bane to say in that moment. Jews live in the shadows. Okay, so.
In North Carolina, they do.
What's happening?
Apparently, you guys are bringing
next
the
round.
Together.
Brian gets to go first. Oh shit! Brian gets to go first. He gets to pick between three films, and then we'll go to Jacob, and then to Ngayo, and we're playing to 2 points. Ngayo has one. Brian, do you know more actors from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, or High School Musical 3, Senior Year?
I can only say more than zero for Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
More than zero?
Yes.
Okay. Leonard List, hang on, you don't start naming names. You got a bid and stuff.
No, I'm not going to name.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson is not in this one. And Leonard lists 7, 10, 12 names. So how many out of 12 that Leonard lists do you think you could come up with? Just give me a number.
Yeah, okay, give me just a second.
You're going to do them all in your head right now?
Well, no. Oh, well, I'm going to think of how many I can think of.
Right.
Isn't that how you play the game?
It is, but I'd like you to really take a lot of time with it.
Well, no, I'm going to take a lot of time. Just give me a second or two.
I'd like you to take some fast time.
Because I know 1, 2, 3.
And he really is doing the whole...
Really
he's really talking us through it.
That guy doesn't count.
I can definitely name... Shoot, I wish... I can name 3 for sure.
Okay, he says 3 names, Jacob.
I can do 4 for sure.
5.
Oh, it's back around to you, Brian. You got to bid more than 5 or challenge Ngayo to
Ngayo,
name those names.
Name 5.
All right, I think he can do it.
Yeah. Phoebe Cates. Sean Penn.
Don't say yes or no, you guys. Just let him name 5 names.
Matthew McConaughey. No?
Like I said, don't say yes
oh,
or no.
Oh, no, he's another fuck. Oh, shit, hold on.
Can I do 4 now?
All right, Brian's on the board with a point. Ah,
damn it.
Woo!
Damn it.
So...
God damn it. Phoebe Cates, Sean Penn, Judge Reinhold.
Yes.
Forest Whitaker.
Reinhold, yeah.
Forest Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
I should know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem
clearly.
Is you flipped over to Dazed and Confused.
Glazed and Confused.
Yeah. Yeah, Ray Walston was Mr. Hand.
Ray Walston,
Chiavelli was the science teacher.
What's her face that's also in the Hudsucker Proxy?
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah.
And you, a Wichita girl, a Muncie girl.
Brian Backer was Ratner, and Martin Brest has a small part in it. He's a director, of course. But yeah, so we've got a 2-way tie. Now we really got to get things moving. Jacob gets to pick the first category, and you get to choose who, and then it'll come to Brian. Which one of these do you know more people from, Jacob? Is it... Night at the Museum? Night at the Museum, Battle for the Smithsonian? Or The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
I've never seen any of the movies, so this is all.
Which one do you think you can recall?
I'm gonna go
somebody from it.
Night at the Museum.
Okay, the first one.
Yeah.
3 stars from Leonard. That's generous. it's all right, I guess. 8, 11, 13 names. How many can you get, Jacob?
5.
Wow. Brian, you got to challenge him, don't you?
That's the third one.
I know you spend a lot of nights at the museum, but...
Yeah, but sadly, I would have had to have said 1. Ben Stiller, ?
Jesus Christ.
The worst.
What the fuck?
He just has information that he loves to share with people.
I can't help it.
I mean, I'm sure everyone could name him. Yes.
At least I only named in both fuck-ups.
Yeah.
The most obvious.
Yeah, the most obvious one.
I can't pause. I challenge you.
All right. Here we go.
You just started with that.
So, I'm going to go 5. Okay.
5, yeah.
Yep. Ben Stiller. Robin Williams. Jesus.
It's like you cannot hold the microphone like a normal person.
Mickey Rooney. Dick Van Dyke, Owen Wilson.
Yeah, you did it.
Woo!
I don't know why I'm holding the mic up. Here.
We got ourselves a 3-way tie! I picked a tiebreaker well in advance because tiebreakers don't happen all the time. This one's probably been in here for a little while. Ngayo gets to go first. And then we go to Brian and then Jacob. Because Brian challenged Jacob in that last thing, right?
Yeah,
yeah he did. Okay. The motion picture is called Pulp Fiction. And Leonard lists 12 names.
Six.
Whoa. Out of the gate fast with six, Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to have to challenge you on that huge number. I can't beat that.
I can't do seven.
Sorry, Jacob. You got boxed out on that one. Ungayo named six people from Pulp Fiction. Don't say yes or no, audience, until he's said them all.
John Travolta.
And also don't sneeze, because some people are... Maybe you're allergic to correct answers. Okay, that's one.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Two.
Amanda Plummer.
Three.
Ving Rhames.
Four.
Bruce Willis.
Five.
Uma Thurman.
Six.
Make
a
new
eight. That's six.
Oh, six.
That's yeah, that's six. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Show off. Keep going.
Harvey Keitel. Yeah. Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. He didn't get listed.
He didn't give
he
didn't get listed.
He didn't make
the
cut.
I could see that. Who's the kid from Mask? Not Julianne Moore.
Eric
Jim
Stoltz.
Carrey. Jim Carrey's not in it.
Eric
Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz from Mask, yes.
Rosanna Arquette.
Uh-huh. Who puts a watch up his ass?
Christopher Plummer.
No.
Or Christopher Walken.
But at least if you're a plumber, you could get that thing out of there.
Hello. That's why they had Amanda on the set.
And who's the boxer? Did you say him?
I said Bruce Willis.
Oh, you said Bruce Willis. Maria de Medeiros is also listed.
That's right.
Yep. Ving Rhames, of course.
Yep.
And yeah, that's Pulp Fiction.
Hey.
And
wow.
Ungayo is our winner.
What's up, Ryan? I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Marijuana.
Do some quick plugs, Ungayo.
Emerald Cup Outdoor Cannabis Competition next weekend. The Velveeta Room in Austin, Texas, January 22nd, 23rd. And the LOL River Center in San Antonio, Monday, January 18th.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm in McAllen on like the 19th. At the Cinema El Rey.
You're done. Jacob.
Ungayo420 on Twitter.
That's it. Jacobs are off.
I'll plug the New Year's Eve show at Cops Comedy Club in San Francisco.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And also, I would like to plug Sketchfest in San Francisco. January 16th, I'll be doing a special Weezer-themed comedy show.
Oh, that's fun.
I was at it. Believe it or not, I didn't put it together.
I
was asked to do it.
Weezer and Star Wars are Jacobs' favorite
things. It's because you look just like
things.
Buddy Holly.
And Brian Mallow, what do you got to plug?
You know what? I just want you to do one thing on my YouTube channel, Science Comedian. I did a long Skype interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I've just started uploading. I have 5 clips from it so far, including asking him what his favorite movie is.
Ooh.
And it's really
it's not Gravity.
It's Shortcut.
So go watch them and share them, please. Science Comedian at Science Comedian on Twitter.
There you go. Brian Mallow, Jacob Siroff, and Ungayo Bilum. Tear your shithead off of there, Jacob. We don't need yours, Ungayo. You won. Where's the person you played for? Let's give him the prize bag.
Yeah, Ryan, come on up.
Come on, Ryan. The guy with the worst seat just helped me with the prize bag. Very helpful. Yeah, just hand it over. It's very heavy, so be careful. That bag's going to fall apart.
Let's hear it for Ryan, everybody.
Yeah. Ryan. Did you get that thing off of there? Just pass it down or take it off. There you go. Yeah, she probably wants that sign back because it's so nice. And then, of course, the donut Shauna doesn't get a shithead because she didn't write one on there. I don't have time to mess with it. California, don't miss my holiday taint shows December 27th through 31st in San Diego, Irvine, Sacramento, and San Francisco. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. You guys, Raleigh, good nights. You killed it. Great time tonight. Such a fun crowd. I had a feeling this would happen, and then it did. So that's always nice. I will do this again here at this very club if they'll have me, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But where's Shauna? Where's she at? I feel bad now. Where is she? Who do you want me to call a shithead? Just anybody at all that you're... Yeah, just yell it, dude. Okay. Yeah, let's fucking do Santa. Let's throw some profanity around in the same sentence with Santa.
Santa's got a big red bush.
Let's totally fucking do Santa, you guys.
Oh, but I have like six DVDs.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make a little gas money. I have six DVDs left.
And some weed. If you want to buy a joint, he's got a little bit of weed left.
Buy one after the show from me.
Yeah. He's got a few of those left, and Guy will be around. And I'll be downstairs. I'll go to the factory, the bar downstairs, if you guys want to pictures or me to sign your name tag or whatever. Come down there, hang out, have a drink. It's going to be very informal. And as always, the Team Graham versus Team Sam rivalry is a shithead. Why can't we love them both? And fucking Santa is a shithead!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves